the end of the world edition of the Radio Buzz, the Top Talk Radio stories of the day. One more day, and then... It's the end of the world as we know it. Or is it? 89-year-old Harold Camping of Family Radio, a California-based Christian radio network, certainly seems to think so. His prophecy based on numerological calculations he made from reading the Bible, ultimately concluding that Judgment Day will arrive Saturday night, kicked off by a pretty epic earthquake. Camping's not alone in his beliefs either. Followers are taking to the streets, warning of the approach. But as many people that are out there that believe his prophecy, there are just as many Christian believers that are scoffing at the notion, saying that no one can predict the precise day that the rapture will take place. And they disagree with the idea that the date for the end of times can be calculated like Camping says.
Well, here's the caveat is that the earthquake, is, they say, starts tomorrow. And the believers, you know, get taken up into heaven. But the final destruction and obliteration of the universe doesn't happen until after 153 days of judgment. So we have to wait until October.
But that's for the non-believers, right?
Right. So, but Harold Camping has said that even if you're a believer and even if you think you're squared away with, you know, the man upstairs, so to speak, you know, you still have to beg for God's mercy. So who knows who's going to be left behind?
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal speaking with Manny and Jim at WIOD in Miami.
So I've got a little bit of time because my big concern is I got a lot of shows on my TiVo. And I don't have to power through them between now and 6 tomorrow. I've got another 150 days.
Yeah, and you hope you're not stuck in a traffic jam at the moment, you know, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock local time, which is when it's supposed to happen. Because if everyone around you is gone, you're not going to be able to move your car.
And those planning on remaining on Earth for the next 153 days? Creating tons of post-rapture looting party invitations, which are popping up all over Facebook. One such invitation reads, "When everyone is gone and God's not looking, we need to pick up some sweet stereo equipment and maybe some new furniture for the mansion that we're going to squat in. It may be the end of days, but the buzz must go on." Was the Unabomber involved in the 1982 Chicago area Tylenol poisonings? The FBI is currently investigating just that. And as of Thursday, a Chicago FBI spokeswoman confirmed the agency had asked for Kaczynski's DNA, though he's refused to voluntarily give them a sample.
Not just peace of mind for those victim families, the seven families that were affected by the killings back in 1982, but also for all of us. Because, you know, don't forget, we're all living as a result of what happened in the Tylenol incidents with all the packaging that we have to unravel when we buy things from our convenience store or certainly any over-the-counter medication. But that's all a direct result of what happened in order to prevent some additional contamination of any products that we consume.
Former FBI investigator Bill Daley speaking with Gail at KCOL in Fort Collins, Colorado. A defense attorney for Kaczynski says he thinks the FBI is seeking the Unabomber's DNA simply to rule him out as a suspect in the case, which left seven people dead. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.